Thanksgiving conference, knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive, extensive Christ. And I just wanted to remind us that there are some key statements that are at the very beginning of the morning of Bible. We're going to read a couple of them, so if you want to kind of mark it where it is, so when we go to it, you know where it is. It's right at the third page from the beginning. It's called Thanksgiving Conference, General Subject and Key Statements. So this is the prophesying time, and you have the opportunity to speak forth God, and our speaking builds us up to one another. This is how you share what you have enjoyed, right? And you don't necessarily need to read from the morning, share from the morning Bible. If you weren't able to get into it, whatever you might have enjoyed from the Bible, from anything from the ministry, please feel free to stand and share with us what you have enjoyed. And as we do every Lord's Day, every prophesying time, we do ask for a couple of volunteers to stand up to kind of let me know that they can continue sharing right after I'm done with the opening word. And preferably, two who have not volunteered before. Because it's very encouraging to hear the saints speak, right? So, amen. Two volunteers. Brothers, sisters, encourage my speaking. Amen. Amen. Brother, thank you. Second. Amen. Praise the Lord. This week we are on week four, but I just wanted to remind us about some of the things we've covered from the beginning. In week one, we saw what the will of God is, right? And the will of God is that we would know Christ and experience Christ. The all-inclusive and extensive Christ. And we would know Him and experience Him and to live Him as our life. Amen. Right? And that will of God is Christ. Christ is everything in the will of God. Amen. And the very first key statement, if we can read that together, is related to this very point. Key statement one.
God's will for us concerning the all-inclusive, extensive Christ is that we would know Christ, experience Christ, enjoy Christ, be saturated with Christ, and have Christ become our life and person.
Amen. Become our life and person.
Amen.
And then the second message, we saw knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive Christ as the good land, our allotted portion. We saw that in this land is flowing with milk and honey for our satisfaction and for our enjoyment. And we further saw that in this living land that typifies Christ, we are rooted in this land so that we may absorb all His rich elements so that we may grow.
Amen.
And the key statement too relates to that. If we can read that together, that'll be straighten that point. We can walk.
We can walk in Christ as our living land. Absorb Christ as our rich soil in which we have been rooted so that we may grow with the elements that we absorb from the soil and be made full in Christ in our experience.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then in message three we saw last week that Christ should have preeminence in all things in our lives, right? That He should have preeminence in our personal universe, and which means personal universe means in our personal life, in whatever it is that we do in our lives, in our church life, in our families, Christ should have a preeminence. And I particularly enjoyed this point in the outline last week that read, in order to give Christ the preeminence in all things, we must be willing to be adjusted, to be broken, and to be made nothing, so that the Lord may have a way in us, through us, and among us
so that he can build up his organic body.
Amen.
And this week we come to week four, message four. We can read the title together.
Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive, extensive Christ as the reality of all positive things.
Amen. So, oh Lord Jesus, this week we saw that everything in our lives, everything in our physical world, everything in our environment should remind us of Christ. And our experience, in fact, of Christ deepens when we realize that he is the reality of all the positive things. As Brother Phil shared with us earlier, that he's our new moon. He's our Sabbath. And he is even our clothing. Everything we do in our life, in our daily life, should remind us that Christ is the reality of that very thing.
Amen.
And point F in the outline under Roman numeral 1, let us read that together. That strengthens that point.
Whatever we do day by day should remind us of Christ as the reality of that thing.
Amen.
If we follow the practice of taking Christ as the reality of all material things in our daily life, our daily walk will be revolutionized and transformed, and we will be full of Christ.
Amen.
And we will be full of Christ.
Amen.
So we should be cognizant of every day we wake up, whatever we face, as we are putting on clothing, as we are even washing, showering, we should remind us, he's our real cleanser, right? When I put on my clothing, he's my real covering, right? He's my righteousness. When I eat something, when I drink something, I should be reminded, he is the reality of my drink. He's the one that satisfies us, right? Oh, Lord Jesus. The only way this is possible, saints, is if we have an exercised spirit.
Amen.
Right? We have to be exercising our spirit. We have to set our mind in the heavenly things, right? When we are in heavens, then anything we do, anything we encounter on the earth, will remind us of Christ.
Amen.
But when we are not in heavens, when on the earth, or set our mind is everywhere, then nothing of Christ will be reminded of.
Amen.
Right? And the verse in day six really reminds us of that point. Let's read that verse together. Day six, the first verse. Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2.
If therefore you were raised together with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things which are above, not on the things which are on the earth.
Amen. And I'll read a small portion from that day if you want to follow. It's the very first paragraph. The enjoyment of Christ also brings us into the ascension.
Amen.
The more we enjoy him, the more we are in the heavenlies experientially.
Amen.
This means that through the enjoyment of Christ, we become heavenly.
Amen.
Wow. Not only are we no longer natural, but we are no longer earthly. The enjoyment of Christ causes us to be both in resurrection and in ascension.
Amen.
The more we enjoy Christ, Amen. The more we are in heaven.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Finally, one more point that we saw this week is that the more we enjoy Christ, the more we are conscious of the body.
Amen.
The more I enjoy Christ, the more I'm conscious of the members of the body.
Amen.
And I really enjoy that whatever I experience of Christ, whatever I enjoy of Christ is not for me. It's for me to you, right?
Amen.
Whatever I enjoy is for me to Brother Milton, right? It's for me to Brother Ebner. And whatever you enjoy is for you to me.
Amen.
So I'd love to hear what you have enjoyed and experienced, because it is for you to me
Amen.
And to one another.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise
praise the Lord for such a rich Christ, right?
Amen.
We start off on day one with daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly, right?
Amen.
Every day we need to enjoy Christ.
Amen.
And then weekly we rest in Him. And then monthly, He's our new moon, our real new moon, a real newness, right?
Amen.
Like last night was a huge full moon. You know, they called it a super moon. It was at its apogee, and you look at it, it's like, that's Christ. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So full of light, right? And then we have light, the real light, and the real life.
Yeah.
We have to consider, like, Brother Hendrick did a really good job this morning, and they're like, oh, there's nothing left to share. Oh, no, there's plenty left to share. Christ is inexhaustible. Hallelujah. And that was Brother Hendrick's portion. That wasn't your portion. We all have a portion of Christ.
Amen.
He's so vast. I was just enjoying this week, like Paul said, the Lord would guard His deposit, right?
Yeah.
Throughout all the days and the weeks and the months and the years, Paul was gaining Christ, right?
Amen.
He was staying in His spirit, right? Sometimes we get up like, I don't know how to exercise my spirit. I'd just rather just exercise my mind. But if you come to the Lord and you say, I'm just going to exercise my mind, and you just begin to enjoy one thing, you'll slip into your spirit.
Right.
You'll get drawn into your spirit, right?
Amen.
So it's first just to come forward, right? We just need to come forward with boldness. We have the blood of Christ. He's
Amen.
The real Lamb, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this real one that we can enjoy. Hallelujah.
So we just need to open to the Lord and exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Our mind, we give to our spirit.
Amen.
I enjoyed that. Christ to be the daily, weekly, monthly, yearly supply means that Christ wants to fill all our time.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And then the more we experience Christ in a little way, then the more we experience Christ more.
Amen.
Right, in this kind of way. And then this thing about being defrauded, that means that someone could actually defraud us of our prize.
Right.
Or we could defraud ourselves of
yes.
the prize, right? Or Satan can. Oh, Lord Jesus, there was a story in this message about brother being at the airport. He had his briefcase and a passport. And then someone took away, stole his briefcase. And so the brother was defrauded of his passport. But he didn't even know it. So he said, if we don't experience a Christ as a reality of all positive things, then we have been defrauded and don't even know it. And then he went on to say, that if someone robs you or burglarizes you, the first time it's the burglar's fault, but the second time it's our fault, right? Oh, Lord Jesus. But you know, sometimes I just don't know how to gain the Lord, but it's the saints, right? It's being with the saints and it's coming to the meetings and it's being within our spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So we can rely on the body. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I really like this verse on day one. I'll read them again. Let no one therefore judge you in eating and in drinking, or in respect of a feast, or of a new moon, or of a Sabbath, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the body is of Christ.
Amen.
And then the reading for the day one, it says, Colossians 2:16 and 17 indicates that the reality of all that we need is Christ.
Amen.
We need food, drink, and the feast. A new moon indicates a new start, and the Sabbath is for rest. This is Christ Himself is a reality of all these things.
Amen.
I really like that, you know, like the matter of the shadow. You know, sometimes we do it as a kid, we get in a room, we put a lamp on, and maybe we make like an image of a rabbit or something, you know what I mean? Or just our hand up there, and you look at the wall, but what's on the wall is just a shadow. There's no reality to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is with the hand, you know what I mean? Like when we're making the shadow. So I enjoy that. It says Christ Himself, He's the reality of all these things.
Amen.
You know, in John 10, the Lord Jesus says, I am the way, the reality, and the life.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that. You know, when we're eating something, we need to say, Lord, You're my real food.
Amen.
Or if we're drinking, say, Lord, You're my real drink.
Amen.
So I just appreciate it. I don't do this in my daily life, but we need to consider all these things as we go home after we eat lunch. Lord, You're my real food today.
Amen.
You're the one who can really satisfy me.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed day four, John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life.
Amen.
The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
Amen.
And Ephesians 6:17, through 18, and receive the helmet of salvation and the word of the Spirit, which Spirit is the word of God.
Amen.
Yes, the word of God. I wear this mask because doctor's orders, but I rely and I believe the report of the Lord.
Amen.
I thank God for the doctors. Yes, we do. The nurses and all those in the medical field. We thank God for them.
Amen.
But God has the first and the final word.
Amen.
And this is for my immune system because it's very low. My white blood cells, they're saying, are very low. And so I run to the word of God when these attacks come. And I say, these are lies of Satan. Because God's word says, I shall live and not die.
Amen.
You know, I will praise him at all times.
Amen.
Amen. He says in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Amen.
I shall not fear.
Amen.
He has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I have nothing to fear.
Amen.
The word of God tells me so.
Amen.
And God's word is the truth.
Amen.
And it's the final word.
Amen.
He's the chief physician.
Amen.
And on day four also says, whenever we come to the Lord's word, we should open up our entire being and exercise our spirit to draw from the riches of the Spirit in the Bible. Yes, oh Lord God, your word, we believe, we depend on, oh Lord. And with our prayers, we run to you, and we know that you hear us when we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And thank God for the saints.
Right.
You know, when these texts come, yes, and I need reinforcements. Yes, I call the saints, and I share with them, pray for me.
Yeah.
Pray with me. This is happening.
Amen.
And this is not allowed.
Amen.
God said,
Amen.
He gave me this dwelling.
Amen.
God said, this is his vessel.
Amen.
And in his vessel, no sickness can dwell.
Amen.
Amen. And I will believe the Lord.
Amen.
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 We need to enjoy Christ day by day.
Amen.
That's the reality of all our necessities.
Amen.
Oh, we need to enjoy Christ.
Amen.
Day by day, moment by moment.
Amen.
Enjoying is very simple. If you want to eat something to enjoy, when you're hungry, you eat.
Amen.
You don't have to analyze what you're eating. You don't have to know everything about what you're eating. But you just eat because you're hungry. You know you want to eat. You want to enjoy this food.
Amen.
So when we enjoy Christ, it is simple. Simply in my heart, I know, Lord, I need you.
Amen.
And I want to enjoy you.
Amen.
I open myself to enjoy you.
Amen.
He is ready to flow in.
Amen.
He is ready to be our necessities.
Amen.
But many times, I'm judging.
Amen.
It says, "No, let no one therefore judge you in eating and in drinking."
Amen.
No one includes myself. Sometimes I judge myself. I'm not good. I'm not good enough. I'm doing this. I might be, something. But as more and more I judge myself, I'm in my old man. There's no enjoyment. So I said, no, let no one judge you.
Amen.
Let no one judge me.
Amen.
And just turn to Christ, who is the Spirit,
Amen.
To enjoy him. Simply,
Amen.
Just eat him.
Yeah.
He is the Spirit.
Amen.
Once you enjoy him, he'll be the strength in you. He will be the power in you.
Amen.
He will overcome everything in you.
Amen.
He will supply everything.
Amen.
So we just need to be simple and open to him and enjoy him.
Amen.
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 Christ, but the reality of all positive things.
Amen.
And I find in a day three that these two scriptures said, John 1:4, in him was life.
Amen.
And the light was the life of men.
Amen.
And John 8:12 said, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world.
Amen.
He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Amen.
So when I read all of this day, I enjoy the way that we enjoy Christ is in our spirit.
Amen.
Now, out of our spirit is darkness. We live in darkness.
Yeah.
So we have to live constantly in our spirit.
Amen.
And when we are in out of the spirit, because all the things is happening in everyday life, so we need to be aware that we can turn in our spirit.
Amen.
So in that way it's called the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When I practice this, practice,
yeah.
I become the time that when I'm driving or doing something, the Lord comes, Lord Jesus, and I follow, oh Lord Jesus,
Amen.
And I start praising. But I didn't realize that what he who do this to me, you know. Sometimes when I go to the market, I say, oh, I forgot what I can buy. Oh Lord, you know everything. What are the things that I can buy? And then you start to say, you know. Then it's amazing how we can, when we can be in the spirit, how the Lord is talking to us.
Amen.
Telling the thing, even when something is wrong in the street, when I drive, they said, don't go the street. Turn right on the street. And I turn right on the street and I find it out and the other way was a big accident or something. It's amazing to be in the spirit. I love this
Amen.
Scripture and I love to learn how to turn it in my spirit every time I can during the day. And I learned that this is the time, this is the way, the moment by moment, we can live in the spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, saints.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, praise the Lord this week. I didn't get an opportunity to get into the Word. But when I don't get into the Word, I don't beat myself up, because each week that goes by, as you live the life of a Christian and you believe that the Lord is real, this word stands out in my mind, and the word is ascension.
Amen.
And my interpretation of ascension is to rise up.
Amen.
Be part of the Spirit. Be faithful. And there was an experience that happened, and I won't get into it, what the experience was over the week, but it just cemented the fact that God is real.
Amen.
There was a situation that happened where it bothered me so much so during the week that I couldn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord just came to me and just says, it's okay, it's okay.
Amen.
But my selfish way, my manly way, the old man just kept saying, oh, you're going to have these problems, oh, you're going to have that problem. And that's Satan continually to put all these things in your mind
Amen.
To keep you preoccupied and not believing what the Lord said. As this situation evolved, and as we went to solve the problem, the Lord just came in and just took over.
Amen.
And he worked the situation out where I, as a man, or I, as a human, didn't see a way out.
Yes.
But the Lord saw the way out.
Amen.
Yes.
So it just cements that faith that you have.
Amen.
It doesn't matter if you get into the morning revival. It does, but it doesn't. Because you're going to continue on to live, no matter what's going on in life. And I can promise you, if you continue on to believe, and believe that the Lord ascended for us, life will work itself out no matter what you're going through, whether it be health, financially, whatever it is, the Lord will be there, and he will make himself known and his presence known in your presence. And
Amen.
Give you the opportunity to believe that there is a God.
Amen.
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 In the speaking of this message, there was an example that was given that was really light to me. And it was of a grandfather playing hide and seek with their grandchildren. And how do they find the grandchildren? So in a sunny day, if the grandchild is hiding behind a tree, maybe the grandfather can't see the child, but they can see the shadow. He can see the shadow of the grandchild. And what happens when he goes to the shadow, he finds the grandchild.
Amen.
So the shadow is actually bringing him to what he's looking for, which is a grandchild. And so what we have in Colossians is that the Colossian believers actually were being defrauded. Right? In Colossians 2:18, it says, let no one defraud you by judging you unworthy of your prize. Because the problem was, the believers, they weren't chasing after Jesus Christ, but they were actually just chasing after a shadow. So on the one hand, the shadow brings us to this person, Jesus Christ, but the shadow actually has no face of itself. But it brings us to the person who has a face. And this face is Jesus Christ. Right? So on the one hand, the shadows are wonderful, but if the shadows don't bring us to the person, then really, what is it good for?
Amen.
So then, this is why Paul speaks to the Colossian believers in this way. And also, when Paul speaks to the believers, and I really appreciate this point, is that Christ is all.
Yes.
Right? He's everything.
Yes.
Jesus is the reality of all positive things.
Amen.
So we can think of all the bad things that happen to us, but if Christ is the reality of all positive things, Christ has an answer for every negative thing that happens
Amen.
In our circumstances and our situations.
Amen.
So when we're in these bad situations, we have a universal Christ.
Amen.
We can always turn to our wonderful Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because he really is the reality of all positive things.
Amen.
And we have a choice to make.
Yes.
Right? And if we choose Christ, in Colossians 2:19, essentially, if we hold the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God.
Amen.
So when we hold our head in all of these situations,
Amen.
We get the growth through the body.
Amen.
And we hold our wonderful head.
Amen.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Praise the Lord.
Este Cristo todo inclusivo.
For this all-inclusive Christ we have.
Es la realidad de todas las cosas positivas.
He is the reality of all the positive things.
Alabado porque se puede conocer.
Praise him because we can really get to know him.
En el cuerpo.
In the body.
Y se puede experimentar.
And we can experience
en el cuerpo.
Him. In the body.
Cristo todo inclusivo.
This all-inclusive Christ.
Él es la realidad.
He is the reality.
De todas las cosas positivas.
Of all the positive things.
Todo el Antiguo Testamento.
All the Old Testament.
Hay tipos.
There is type.
Sombras.
And shadows.
Figura.
And figures.
Pero la realidad.
But the reality.
Es Cristo.
Is Christ.
En el Nuevo Testamento.
In the New Testament.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Praise the Lord.
Podemos experimentarle a él.
We can experience him.
Diariamente.
Every day.
Primero tenemos que ejercitar nuestro espíritu.
We need to experience our, exercise our spirit.
Nuestro espíritu.
Our spirit.
Es la clave.
Is the key.
Y la clave.
And the key.
Es comer.
Is eating.
Es beber.
Is drinking.
Experimentarle.
To experience him.
Día tras día.
Day by day.
Por ejemplo.
For example,
miro la lámpara.
I can see the lamp.
Oh, Cristo es mi lámpara.
Oh, Christ is my lamp.
Por ejemplo,
for example,
miro la puerta.
I can see the door.
Cristo es mi puerta.
Christ is my door.
Por ejemplo,
for example,
miro la silla.
We can see the chair.
Cristo es mi silla.
Christ is my chair.
Por ejemplo,
mira
el hombre.
I can see him.
Cristo es el verdadero hombre.
He is a real man.
Por ejemplo,
miro
la carpeta.
I can see the carpet.
Cristo es mi carpeta.
Christ is the carpet.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Praise the Lord.
Mira el universo.
We can see the
Cristo
universe.
Es el universo.
Christ is the universe.
Él es nuestra bebida.
He is our drink.
Nuestra comida.
He is our eating.
Él es nuestra ofrenda.
He is our offering.
Los minerales.
He is the minerals.
Las plantas.
He is the plants.
Todo.
Todo. Everything.
Lo ha hecho.
He has made
para
it.
Que lo experimentemos.
So we can experience
podemos
him.
Experimentar
we
a este
can
Cristo.
Experience this Christ.
Todos los días.
Every day.
Solo no.
Not alone.
Pero en el cuerpo.
But in the body.
No podemos ser distraídos.
We can't be distracted.
De la filosofía.
Of philosophy.
O de la religión.
Of the religion.
De la cultura.
Of the culture.
Y todas estas cosas.
And all these things.
Y de todas las cosas que nos pueda juzgar.
And everything that could judge us.
Que nadie puede ser juzgado.
Because we
en
still be judged.
Bebida.
Drinking.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Aleluya.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll read from the book of Colossians.
Amen.
Yeah, I love this. It's such a rich book, but as so many have shared that, you know, there's nothing wrong with the riches of Christ.
Right.
But there's something out there trying to defraud us of our prize. And Paul covers this extensively in chapter 2, but I appreciate at the end, then he turns into chapter 3, he says, if therefore you were raised together with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God.
Amen.
Set your mind on the things which are above, not on the things which are on the earth. So I just appreciate what we need is we need to have a transfer. We need to be brought out of the earthly things into the heavenly things. But how do we do that? And I think there's two things that have been mentioned so far, and this is my experience too, is we need the Word and we need the saints. Because it's so easy just to, you know, Paul's very practical. He says, you know, seek the things which are above, but then he says, set your mind. You know, our mind can go around the world,
yes.
Anyways. But I love when we come to the Word, no matter how we feel, we come to the Word. I forget, someone was sharing that. We come and we feel, oh, and then I think Brother Mark, we start touching the Word and we slip into the Spirit.
Amen.
And we find out there's Christ.
Amen.
There's something rich. Oh, and it's not my philosophy. It's not these things that are just defrauding me, but I just get brought to Christ.
Amen.
Right? Or we come and we're, you know, and this and that, and we come to the brothers and we start to call on the Lord.
Amen.
To pray, read the Word. You know, this morning when I walked in and the saints were singing, just right away, you go, ah. Oh, praise the Lord for Christ.
Amen.
You know, if I stayed at home today, there'd be no Christ.
Amen.
I would be defrauded, right?
Yeah.
Because I really appreciate that we have the book of Colossians that wants to bring us back to Christ again and again.
Amen.
And we would not be defrauded from this one, but we would press on. And even like our brother Ernie says, I didn't do this week or this or that. We just forget about these things.
Amen.
Right? Forget about our failures. And even Paul says, forget about our successes and just come to Christ.
Amen.
I'm so glad that with all the saints, we're just learning. What are we learning to do? We're learning to set our mind on the things which are above.
Amen.
Not on the things which are on the earth, because when our mind is on these things, then we find out that Christ is really everything.
Amen.
So I want to have more experience of this week with all the dear saints.
Amen.
That we can enjoy Christ as our life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Christ is our life.
Amen.
I wasn't going to go speak. I wasn't prepared. But if I realize if I don't, I'll be defrauded.
Yes.
You know, I really enjoyed this week from all the sharing. That we really need to hold him as our head.
Amen.
We have a true enjoyment of him. You know, realizing that if we don't have enjoyment of him, we won't have the knowledge or the true meaning of the body of Christ. Oh Lord Jesus, I usually don't like to speak, but
Amen.
But no, praise the Lord. Praise
Amen.
The Lord that he is our head.
Amen.
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 This is Brother Walter.
Okay.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Step out of my sleepy mind. Praise the Lord for our spirit.
Amen.
We have a ministering spirit.
Amen.
He wants to come out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be defrauded.
Amen.
Don't
Amen.
Be cheated, right?
Amen.
Brothers here. The devil wants to cheat us either through people, through opinions, through this and that. Don't be cheated.
Yeah.
Don't be cheated of this wonderful Christ who is the reality of everything.
Amen.
Just enjoyed afresh that even in the Old Testament, there are six major items. People. Christ is the reality of many people.
Yeah.
He's the real Moses.
Right.
He's the real Abraham, our
Amen.
Father Abraham.
Amen.
He's the all the animals, huh?
Yeah.
The Lamb of God, the ox, the birds, the turtle doves, and all these, and then the minerals. He's the real minerals. Praise
Amen.
The Lord for the minerals.
Amen.
And then comes the offerings,
yeah,
right? Praise the Lord, our Christ is our real sin offering.
Amen.
We experience him as our sin offering every day.
Amen.
He's our meal offering.
Amen.
He is our burnt offering.
Amen.
It's all in the Old Testament, but it's our reality in the New Testament days.
Amen.
And then eventually he's the last item was the, what was it? The food.
Amen.
He's the same. He's the real food that we eat.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this ministry.
Amen.
See, even when we talk about being defrauded,
being defrauded of this ministry is really cheating. To think that this ministry that somebody else has something more or something better. What a lie. What a cheating. I tell you what, I love this ministry. Why? Because it brings us into the real experience of Christ. And eventually, in Colossians 2:19, this experience of Christ is in the church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, out from whom all the body, being knit together, being joined together. And where is our supply? No doubt in our human spirit personally, but through the body.
Amen.
If we're not enjoying our life supply from member to member, we're cheated. That's why we need each other, right, Jim?
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we need the body.
Amen.
We need the church.
Amen.
You know, real quick, 20-some years ago, somebody started ministering that we talk too much about the church. Oh, Christ is our head. We only need to center on Christ. And that's all they were saying. And even they wrote some books like that we talk too much about the church. But hallelujah for Christ and the church.
Amen.
God's desire is the church,
amen,
which is the fullness of the one who fuels all in all. Right here? Praise the Lord for the body.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the church.
Amen.
We love Christ.
Amen.
We love the church.
Amen.
We love all the members.
Christ is the head, and our enjoyment, because the Lord, our God, has made us conscious of the body.
Amen.
Through Colossians 2:19, by not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God.
Amen.
I believe that in Colossians 2:19, Paul spoke before this of Christ, but then he transferred into all the body. All the body is the enjoyment that Christ keeps us as members of his body.
Amen.
And the more we enjoy Christ, the more we can love the other members in the body.
Amen.
And the enjoyment of Christ causes us to not only love the Lord, but love the church.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. We find sometimes it's difficult for us to be thinking about not only things in our daily life, but even members of the body. But other members are also praying for us.
Amen.
There are those that are encouraging us and enabling us so we, in our spirit, can keep enjoying Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. When we enjoy Christ and we hold the head, we absorb all his riches.
Amen.
And when we absorb all his riches, the body grows.
Amen.
And after it grows with the growth of God.
Amen.
And when also there's a process. All the elements of God is adding to us.
Amen.
And then when it's adding to us, then the body is getting ready to become one new man.
Amen.
And then Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord, for your word.
Amen.
Thank the Lord that he's so near and so, amen, so available to us.
Amen.
And we just have to hear him. We have to receive his word.
Amen.
We have to believe his word.
Amen.
Many times I believe Satan's words, you know, his lies. I take it too long, analyze it, and Lord, what happens? Dead. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, take the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. It's the Lamb of God.
Amen.
I should declare to Satan, I'm the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Take away all my sins.
Amen.
And then, Lord, I could continue to enjoy him.
Amen.
And this week I have experienced very weird in the grocery. A lady just gave me a look and a word that when before I went to the grocery, I was driving and very happy, like I was in the heaven. And then
amen.
When I entered into that fruit section, I saw this lady just, you know, because there was an awful smell, and it's a kind of fruit that's pungent, and I was you know, my face squirted or something like that. And she was doing something, I believe, not righteous. And so I happened to see her when I was looking for that fruit, and she in turn said to me, "You need to smile." And that's just a simple word. But you know, as Christians, we want to say we express God. For an unbeliever to tell me you have to smile, it's just really, really kind of, oh Lord Jesus. But that just descent from my heavenly experience just descent to the earth. Oh Lord, for quite a few minutes I was struggling. Should I go back and tell her? You know, why I didn't smile? It's all in my mind, analyzing. Oh Lord, but then I even prayed, Lord, if you want me to talk to her, let me meet her again at the exit, okay?
Yeah.
Oh Lord, but no, he did not prepare that way. I have to exit. Exit this awful experience, and when I'm driving back, turn again, turn to the Lord, come back and enjoy him. That is our daily living, every day like that. Yes. Oh Lord, but thank you Lord, you're so available.
Yes.
And you have your word.
Amen.
And we have to really cooperate with him.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, so many times we struggle throughout the day, you know, and maybe have no time to get into the morning revival and or even get into the word. But one thing we need to remember, you know, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself to God, purify our conscience from dead works.
Amen.
So that we may actually serve the living God.
Amen.
You know, when you realize that you're out there, the blood's there. Because the blood is timeless. See, through the blood, we blend with Christ. Because of the blood, he's obligated to dispense himself to us.
Amen.
Because of the blood, we can mingle with Christ.
Amen.
Because of the blood, we can be sanctified.
Amen.
In the blood, we can be one with him.
Amen.
Because of the blood of Christ, we can actually be in time and at time and all time in Christ.
Amen.
So we need to realize we got the blood.
Amen.
No matter where we are, like the sister said, get the blood. The blood will get you in. Will get you into the throne of grace. Will get you into the presence of God. And there will be 1 second, instantaneously, you will be there. And the Lord will dispense himself into you. And all around you will have a way to see, you know, Christ in you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I really want to echo what our brother Gino shared about about all of these 6 categories of Christ. And the more you look at this message, the more you see, like, there's a cap when you experience Christ individually. You cannot experience all of these items by yourselves. You need to experience them in a corporate manner. And I really appreciate what our brother said, that all of these things are in the ministry.
Right.
All of them. Without any, I mean, you can go through all of these verses, and then you can see the ministry already mentioned there.
Amen.
You know, like Melchizedek. Who is Melchizedek? He's the one who actually gave heaven bread and wine to Abraham.
Amen.
When Abraham was fighting, he was actually there.
Right.
Giving bread and heavenly bread and wine to him.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And I really appreciate our sister shared. Yes, we cannot make it. But when you look at all of these 6 categories, there's a way for you to make it. You know why? Because you have the offerings. The offerings. You tell the Lord, Lord, I need to come to you as the absolute one.
Amen.
He is the burnt offering to us. So you cannot, there's no way for you to say, I cannot make it. You can make it. I can make it. Because Christ in you.
Amen.
Has already done it.
Amen.
He already
He already finished everything to us.
Amen.
There's a burnt offering. There's a sin offering for us.
Amen.
And you need to reclaim it. How do you claim it? It's you have to go through the ministry.
Amen.
You have to labor. When you labor, then you appreciate. Lord, this is you.
Amen.
I have to claim you for this.
Amen.
Yes. And the truth, in John says, the truth will set you free.
Amen.
If you do not know the truth, you're always going to say, Lord, I cannot make it. But when you know the truth,
yes,
you can say, Lord, I claim it.
Amen.
This is you.
Amen.
You know, and then what Brother Gino said about the food, about the minerals. When you take Christ as the head, all of the minerals, all of the items related to him will basically take whatever your life is and will replace it with his life. Will replace with his elements. Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know, the way I looked at this message is very, I thought, oh, this message is very, it's very shallow. But the more you get into it, the more you can sense, Lord, this is what your heart's desire is. You want us to be headed up in you, and you want us to build a church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We just enjoyed a point. We're going to read it together. Roman numeral 1, point F. Whatever we do day by day should remind us of Christ as the reality of that thing. If we follow the practice of taking Christ as the reality of all the material things in our daily life, our daily walk will be revolutionized and transformed.
Amen.
And we will be full of Christ.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Day 3, I enjoyed. You know, in the morning you can have a time with the Lord and you exercise your spirit and you experience the Lord, and then all of a sudden something happens. And it might take 10 minutes, 20 minutes to get into your spirit, but it takes 2 seconds to get into your out of your spirit.
Yes.
But there's a way to, you know, but day 3 was just so enjoyable because there's a way out of that. You know,
hallelujah.
We just have to turn to our spirit.
Amen.
I was trying to, something happened, and I thought, well, I can analyze this, and I try to figure it out. And the more I got into my mind, the worse it got. You know, but then as soon as I turned to my spirit, everything was fine. It just went away. It just wasn't a problem anymore. It just, the key was the Lord was in my spirit.
Amen.
And all I had to do was turn to him.
Amen.
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 Lord, I can. It's not I cannot. Last night we were reading the lesson of Hebrews about this indestructible life of God.
Amen.
And this life is in us. So we can, and not we cannot. So thank you, brother, for mentioning that. If we are in the natural life, we should have said, we cannot.
Yeah.
We fail. We cannot, Lord. We cannot do it. But praise the Lord. You know, the will of God is that he wants us to know Christ.
Amen.
And what his intention is to experience Christ. For us to experience Christ as our everything.
Amen.
As the reality of all positive things. As the one who's all and in all. So we can. Praise the Lord, because we have this life in us. You know, this week, I was so touched by this word, enjoy experience. Last week we have covered about the, you know, preeminence of Christ in our personal universe. How can he have the preeminence in our personal universe is through our personal experience of him. Lord Jesus, if we don't experience him in a personal way, in our daily living, surely, Lord, we cannot, he cannot have the preeminence in our daily living, in our daily life. So this week really touched me that how we need to experience him and to realize the practical meaning of this Christ is our everything.
Amen.
It's not just a mere doctrine. It is a practical, a living experience that we can enjoy and experience him. So we must, the more we enjoy Christ, the more we experience this and that. This is very true.
Amen.
If we didn't experience Christ, we would able to experience it as this and that, as the reality of all things. Oh. So, you know, in the first premise, praise the Lord, that the enjoyment of Christ brings us into resurrection. The more we enjoy it, the less natural we are. Once again, this is not a mere doctrine, but a fact of Christian experience. Oh Lord, it is a Christian experience. How we need to get into this kind of experience.
Amen.
What do you die?
I haven't been around for a while, but so I'm kind of nervous to speak. But I just want to let you guys know that experiencing Christ has been something that I've been experiencing.
Hallelujah.
Yes, because I've had like the brothers like Milton and Luann and others that have come to my home to bring me the church, because I haven't been able to come here with the brothers and sisters. So first of all, I want to you know, thank God for that opportunity that I have with the church, where they come to me. And actually, I know that Milton and Luann have told me, you know, for a while, you know, that I have to pick up the Bible and read the book. And I always tell them, oh, I listen to YouTube, and I do all this, and they keep, you know, rerouting me back to the Bible. I'm like, Rose, read the Bible. Amen. And that has been like for me, my struggle, because I take care of my dad who has dementia, and he requires a lot of attention, and I've never had the time to read the Bible, to pick it up, and you know, unless Milton and Luann would come for Bible studies. But now I have another Maricela, which is also part of the church, and she's been, you know, taking me to the Bible. It's like, okay, Rose, you got to read the Bible, you got to read the Bible, and between Milton and Luann and Maricela and Dina, they've been coming, and I have to say that I never knew what it meant to feel God, like to feel the faith, you know, like everybody says, like, oh, you know, all you have to do is just turn to God, and it's in you, and you'll feel Him, and I never felt that. I always struggled with the body. It was like, it was always me saying, okay, I'm trying, and they kept telling me, you can't try. God has to work in you, and I never knew what that was like until I started to read the Bible. And now I feel it. I see all of the experiences that I have, and I struggled a few times, and I cried like a big baby, because I was struggling between the body and trying to leave it up to God to work in me. But I've managed to, I think I'm getting through, or God's getting through to me. In other words, He's working through me now.
Amen.
You guys know that how that has changed me. And now that I hear everybody speaking, now I'm feeling it in my heart, and I know
that
God is with me,
or
Jesus is with me.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Colossians 3:3, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. This is the most wonderful refuge for me in my experience. And because there have been some weeks that are very, very rough, you know. Like this past week, I was, my daughter with pneumonia, Joy with a flu, stomach flu, the baby, very ill, very high fever, and everything like that, trying to cope with shallow with Cherry, and then my husband working day and night, and everything. So I saw very clearly how Satan attacks on our members, how he tries to ruin our daily enjoyment. But enjoyment is, I really saw that our enjoyment of the Lord is not a happiness in the soul life, like, no, but it's the resting. It is the hoping in Him that He's real in me, that He's real in my house. And my prayer to the week was, Lord, I desire church in my house, church in my waking up and everything in my home. I desire all this in my desiring, but how much have you accomplished? Philippians, that we saw Philippians, how much you accomplish in real subjective way. Now Colossians, how much we really have the body showing to all of us in a practical way.
Amen.
So saints, I only wanted to say that there is time and one that you can say, oh, I need the supply, I'm going to go for the supply. But if all of us come, I'm going to go for the supply to the meetings. We're going to be horrible. So I just thought, Lord, I don't want anything to say, but just my life. Just what I experienced of you. So, saints, praise the Lord for the church life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the body life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we have the brothers and the sisters.
Amen.
Because the Christ is in them.
Amen.
It's a practical life, church.
Amen.
It's Christ in you, sister, in
Amen.
You, in every one of us.
Amen.
He is real because
Amen.
We are here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord,
saints.
He is real.
Amen.
Amen. Our Christ is real.
Amen.
The week for the title of the week is Knowing and Experiencing the All-Inclusive, Extensive Christ as a Reality of All Positive Things.
Amen.
The title, actually, when you read it, can seem somewhat doctrinal, right? You say, all the practical, all the positive things. So Christ is, you know, my air, my breath, my food, my drink. But actually, we have to be careful not to be defrauded by missing the point, right? Because actually, God in his creation created the entire universe for one thing, and that's to point to Christ.
Amen.
We often go through the Old Testament, and in the Old Testament we say, the Old Testament is types and shadows of Christ. And I actually never really thought about that before. I thought types, okay, I understand types, right? Shadows, well, I'm not really sure what that means. But actually, this week was so helpful, wasn't it?
Amen.
Because it indicates that the shadow just points to the reality.
Yeah.
So if the example the brother gave was what Cy said, you if you're playing hide and seek and you see the shadow, you're not looking for the shadow, but you're looking for the person who's the substance of that shadow.
Yeah.
Amen.
And so what was happening in Colossians that Paul had to speak such a word? Well, in Colossians, the Colossian believers were being defrauded. Well, how were they being defrauded? Because they had found the living Christ, and they were believers. But through the errors and winds of teaching, someone started interjecting a thought. What was that thought? Well, you know, Colossian believers, what about you can't access Christ directly? You need to go to Christ through angels. What kind of devilish thought is that? Colossian believers, you have to have self-made lowliness. You need to be humble, right? And actually, you start thinking about these things, these words are not that dissimilar to what we hear today, right? Oh, you need to be a good person, right? Have you ever had a hard time like coming to the meetings because, well, I haven't been very good this week, right? I'm too proud. I need to be more humble. All these things are actually just shadows. What is that? If you focus on the shadows, all you have is religion. And that's religion. Because you miss the reality of Christ. But actually, as we experience the shadows, are led to the person, we experience Christ as a reality in all the positive things.
Amen.
All the shadows are actually very positive things, right? Didn't God give us water? Didn't he give us the rain? Didn't he give us food? Didn't he give us clothing? Didn't he give us light? You know, in our small group time yesterday, we were talking about all these things are really a miracle, the way that they've been arranged. But we don't just focus on them. Actually, we should understand that they are just a shadow to point us to the reality.
Amen.
You know, this, again, can seem somewhat just objective, right? Okay, so when I'm driving, you know, in my car, I should say, Lord, you know, you're the reality of me moving forward. Lord, you're the reality of, you know, as I take a drink of water, Lord, you're the reality of you're my real refreshment,
Amen.
Right? So, we can feel like, we want to experience this, but how do we actually enter into this real experience? Actually, I enjoyed what our sisters shared. We need to get into the Word, and we need to start praying over the word. And actually, as we touch the word with our spirit, something happens. Those shadows really become reality.
Amen.
There's something there as we touch our spirit. All this maybe somewhat objective becomes subjective. And when you actually read Colossians, it says, let no one defraud you by judging you unworthy of your prize. What's the prize? The prize is the enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
Don't be defrauded of your enjoyment of Christ. Amen. So the whole burden of this week actually is that we would not miss Christ himself.
Amen.
And what happens when we start turning into experiencing these things and turning to our spirit, and even in our environment, one thing I really appreciate in the reading this week, God has never promised us a smooth environment.
Right, yeah.
That we may sail smoothly from the earth to heaven, right, and from this age all the way into the kingdom age. Mm-hmm. Human beings will always have problems.
Yeah.
So actually, we shouldn't expect that the environment's set up so everything is smooth. We should expect that our environment actually leads us to Christ.
Amen.
That our enjoyment of all the shadows leads us to Christ.
Amen.
We need to be led to Christ. And by enjoying Christ, we begin holding the head. What happens? Our experience is we begin loving the other members.
Amen.
So we begin being able to not be caught in our environment and our situations. In the grocery store, you know, how many times does that happen? Or if we have words with our spouse, we're not caught in that environment. But actually, those environments become an encouragement to us to hold our head. And actually, that's where Christ begins being represented and reflected in the body. We start having a concern for the other members.
Right.
We start saying, Lord, we start praying for each other.
Yeah.
Actually, there's something that God puts in our heart. As we touch him, we're no longer focused on ourselves.
Amen.
We become brought into the ascension, into the heavenlies, where what happens? We start having the same concern and care that Christ has. And what is Christ concerned and care for? He cares and he has concern for the body, for the members of the body.
Amen.
That's why when you touch your spirit, oftentimes you are led to pray for other members.
Amen.
And you are led to contact other members.
Amen.
So if we want to know where we are, actually, we should there's a test for us. Am I caught up in concern with this immediate thing that's a problem to me?
Yeah.
Am I concerned about how I'm doing? Am I concerned about how someone did something unjust towards me? Am I concerned how I did something unjust towards someone else? Actually, all these things are earthly things. What Christ it wants for us is to be brought into the heavenly experience in ascension. And in ascension, we're one with him, and we're one with the body.
Amen.
And when we start praying and loving and caring for him and for the body, we know we're in the heavenlies.
Right.
Actually, that is the real subjective enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
Don't be defrauded.
Right.
Oh, saints, we need not to be defrauded of this real prize.
Amen.
Because this is the prize in reality.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.